You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, what's going on out there? It's Osiris with 15 Minutes, the show. Let's see what's going on. We still got some, wow, such tragedy going on with the fires here in LA. And it seems like there was a fire in New York today. You know, what's happening with fires and heat. And, you know, our elements are out of balance. What, earth, wind, fire, air. And we have one more thing called Ku, which is a state of being that is beyond human comprehension. In other words, your brain won't be working away out there in space somewhere where it's cool. We were supposed to have a guest today, famous Beverly Hills shaman and Intuit Joya Delaney, but for some reason, we can't seem to get her on. So I'm going to do some talking. So for those of you that wonder what happened to my hair on the way to the studio today, I just didn't have the patience to, I don't have time to be bothered with my hair. So I kind of just took the scissors and just, you know, did kind of cut it off. It's not, it has some holes in it somewhere. Some of it's uneven a little bit. But because I can wet it and it curls up, I can camouflage some of the holes with it, you know, where it's wet and curly. So don't look too closely, but I just, you know, I tried. I've got a bet now. I've got to bow down and pay somebody some money because I just told them I would never, ever, 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 ever cut my hair again. And here I am again cutting my hair off. So since we're on the subject of things, let me give a shout out. You know we got to do it to our sponsors. Kevin Pike of Coldwell Banker Senior Probate and Real Estate Specialist, certified, I might add. You can reach Kevin and his wonderful talent to find you anything you want at 818-571-1508. Again, that's Kevin Pike, certified senior probate and real estate specialist at Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. So back to our show. So like I was saying, we're going to have a well-renowned shaman on, but she's not here. So since we're talking about the subject of psychics and shamans and intuits, let's see. I believe there's huge differences in all of the different realms of spiritual, very versed in being able to cleanse negative entities, things like that off of a person's energy. Let me just share with you because we're very uneducated. I'm going to say that and put it out there. You can take it whatever way you want to. We are very uneducated when it comes to being educated outside of a book. So books teach us certain amounts of education, you know. Basically, you learn history and you learn how to read and you learn maybe parts of literature and English, social studies, history, things like that. But when it comes to real, really life, unless, of course, you specialize or we specialize in some craft or skill, when it comes to real life, some of those things don't work. I mean, a lot of us don't have practical common sense, you know, and it takes a lot of common sense to be able to live a proper daily life. You have to know, you know, when there are times when actually there is good reason to be angry. It doesn't mean we have to stay in that state of life, but it does. There are times when there's, you know, there's reason. Somebody did something really, you know, betraying, or someone lied, cheated, or stole from someone that they didn't even know was, that person's completely innocent. And perhaps if they find out who did it or why they did it, or who, you know, if there were other people involved or whatever, then at that point, there is reason to be angry, because the first thing you want to know is like, why? What have I done to you? You know, what have I done other than, you know, we try and do our best to help support others when they are going through their towers and dark nights of the soul, you know, including people dying, people being born, you know, all the different things in life that we stick to. So there we have her, I think. I think I just saw her. Hey! Do we have you? We can't hear you. Okay, hold on. Are you there? Are you there? No, we can't hear you. Okay. I don't have to touch the screen at all, but I should be able to hear you. I don't know why I can't hear you. You have your sound on, your volume turned up and all that. I can't hear her. Unmute your phone or your computer. Make sure you're not muted. Everybody, I'm waiting on our shaman. We have her on the screen, but we're trying to get her voice piped in here. I don't know exactly what's happening. Hey, everybody. So I'm back. We had some technical difficulties. I would like to think that it might be fire related or something, but it's probably not. I don't know. It's just we're just in some really strange times. I think that we have to be patient and take a deep breath and do what we can to keep moving forward despite of whatever the situation or circumstances might be. So we're going to bring back on the guest. We have Shaman, Beverly Hills Shaman, Joya Delaney. Hey, Joya, yay!
Hey, how you doing?
I wanted her to be on so bad. I was telling everyone, Joy, about I want you to explain the difference between shamans and psychics and astrologer. Everybody seems to have a very specialty in their metaphysical and their spiritual gifts. So I know you have a lot of combinations of all of those things. But before we start, I want to introduce you and let you know what Joya's background is. Joya started being gifted. She started receiving... They say the words downloads now, and I kind of like what the kids have to say. I like that. They say she started receiving downloads around age 2 and happened to have parents that were wise enough to lead her into her gifts by, you know, allowing her to be herself in the environment. So, you know, her intuition, being able to see, feel, touch, smell, all of those things that go along with being empathic and other things that we develop as you learn to train your inner world spiritually. She is the founder, I believe it's called the title of the New York City church that you started, Joya. She has an honorary illumination award, which I found really interesting. She also has her own Joya Delaney honorary organization and awards. So for fear that I don't want to like take anything away from her, because it's just so much to say, I will introduce our own very Beverly Hills shaman, Joya Delaney. Hey, Joya. Yay.
Good evening.
Hey. So there she is. So the first question I want to ask is what is the difference between shamans, psychics, and healers, and do they combine those differences from time to time?
Well, a shaman, I would say, is a soul surgeon. So a healer is healing, and a psychic is clairvoyant, and they get a lot of messages as a result of their gift. But I am what is called a soul surgeon.
And a soul surgeon, the word surgeon sounds like something that you have to cut away or cut out or remove.
Yes, and all the above.
Yeah. So, and how does that happen? How do you, I mean, can you share how you actually do it? Do you teach others how to do it? Or?
Yes. It is something that I have learned from other shamans worldwide. And I would never touch a soul without knowing what I'm doing, or to give big workshops and not be able to control when somebody has a meltdown or something like that. So I have to really be trained on what I'm doing. So I learned from other people. And there was one shaman in particular who I really respected. And I asked him to really look at me and look at my energy and really let me know, am I a real shaman? Because he was very strict. Mm-hmm. And of course, the answer was yes. And I was very happy because he didn't hesitate 1 minute. So when you're dealing with the soul, and of course, what is the soul? That's another question, because most of us have no clue what that is.
What is it?
It's everything that we are, everything that we've ever been, everything that we inherited, everything from our past lives, everything from our childhood that's still stored in that library called the soul. Hmm. So I call myself also a spiritual colonic lady. So we're all full of shit. So you got to get rid of it. Otherwise, you will have a bloated life, in other words, a constipated life. Mm. Yeah. So I help people to clear out whatever is blocking them, holding them back, holding them down.
Wow. So you have to get really specific in this stuff. So again, for those of you that are out there and looking at my hair, I cut it myself. So please don't judge me. I get anxiety. I get it. I don't know why I do that. But like I said, I was watching the G.I. Jane movie with Demi Moore, and she just looks so cute with her hair short. And I'm up there struggling with trying to figure out what to do with mine on the way to the studio. And I took the scissors and it just happened. So please don't judge me. It's got a few holes and uneven, but you know, it'll just have to do for tonight. So back to Joya.
So Joya, you know, hair does hold energy. So it may actually be a clearing for you.
Oh, wow. So that might have been me trying to get rid of something like that.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah, because I did feel like I needed to get rid of it, like, ew, you know, whatever. And I felt much cleaner. And I think I'm going to lose the bet to my daughter because I promised her I would never, ever, ever, ever cut it again. And I did anyway. So there we go. Deal with
it. It'll grow right back.
And anyway, it'll grow back. But it's fast. But Joya,
very healthy hair.
Oh, thank you. So back to shamanism. So Joya, you've been doing this since you were two. There is a lot going on our planet right now. There's a lot of people that don't want to move forward no matter what. They want to stay stuck somewhere back in 1920. Then you have the people that want to move forward, but they don't know how to move forward because they just don't have the tools to understand what to do. Then you have the people that can move forward and be able to pull some of those people along and up that are open to change. How would a shaman and somebody that's empathic, intuitive, and all of that, such as yourself, be able to help that individual or those group of people move forward?
Well, you have to understand yourself first. So I would say most people don't know who they are, or they're pretending to be something that they're not, or they may think they're more powerful than they are, or they may have enemies and don't even have a clue. So it's very important to understand your life, your karma, what you chose when you came here, because they're all life lessons. Earth school is just about school and learning. So some people are in kindergarten and some are in sixth grade. It doesn't go past that. There's no master degree program here on Earth.
Say that again. So for those out there, she's using her cell phone, so that's why the frame looks like that, is square like that, because she's not on a computer, she's a cell phone. So just try your best to see her lovely face and get these pearls of wisdom rolling out of her mouth, okay? That's all I'm looking at. That's all I want to hear is the wisdom. And so
I call myself also a psychic shrink.
And what does that mean, Joya, a psychic shrink?
So I actually help you understand who you are, why you chose what you chose, what the lessons are, and to help you to get through them on the other side of them when they're negative. When they're positive, then I help you to heighten your positive.
And how do we know, how does one know how much they need to cleanse and how much they're operating in their own truth versus something that their parents dumped on them, their friends dump on them, their spouses, loved ones, whatever is in their environment? How does one know that information? Where do we get that from?
The universe is forcing us to learn it now. Uh-oh. You can't do wrong right. You know, you can get high, you can get drunk, you can eat junk, you can be negative as you want, and it's right in your face. Even the worst person, you know, like some of these criminals and stuff, they're getting caught left and right now.
They are.
Yeah. So they may not understand that they have a demon, but they're going to understand it now more than they ever did before.
And define the word demons. Okay, now, from what I understand, before you say that, Joya, from what I understand, demonic forces can be outside of the person, attached to other people, but also reside within the person's own psyche simply by, you know, being negative and thinking negative and doing negative stuff to people and being mad and all that. So explain that further, Joya.
Well, doing heavy drugs and heavy drinking in particular. But there's many ways to open up a portal within your body, and then they step right in. And the more negative you are, the more negative your environment is, the more they come right in.
And those things are what would we call they? What are we calling they?
Negative beings. Okay. There's also human beings that step in as well. So people need to understand death and what you need to do when you go out of your body, because they don't know. Like, it's a school, but it's a little ignorant of a school. So I do a lot of teaching. I come from two teachers on top of it and two ministers. And so I'm both of those things, which I inherited.
Yes.
But it does make me a teacher all the time, and to help people to remember who they are and what their lessons are and what they came here to learn and to spread around and to do. And a lot of those people are definitely, you know, doing that now.
And so the more there, I know I've worked with you at times, and I know that over time I've been able to clear my thinking, you know, and really understand the differences between our emotions and someone else's emotions and what we choose to carry ourselves and what we choose to carry from other people. What would you say about that, Joya?
It isn't easy because, you know, it's a lot of negativity in the environment. Like right now, what I've been asked over and over, why are you so calm? And I go, what's the point of going bonkers over all that?
Exactly.
They go, most of us are bonkers, but you, for some reason, always are calm, no matter what storm. And this is something that I've had to practice learning throughout the years. I mean, I've experienced 9/11. I predicted it. And also, I had a lot of clients in the building mm-hmm. who lived. And I've also seen New York make a whole complete transformation as a result of it. Mm-hmm. And being part of it as well. And my workshops and groups and things like that, for a while, there was no murders at all in New York after I left. And it's a much prettier place now.
And you have an inspirational temple or something that I was reading on your about page. You have an inspirational temple that you founded in New York City?
Yes, but, you know, I am now just based in Los Angeles, which is going to be a temple as well.
And so when you...
I'm even more needed now than ever before.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you do it. I know some people that I know do this kind of work, not maybe in the, to the depth that Joya does it, because she's been doing it many years before the kids got out there. And yes. I'm so proud of all of y'all out there trying to spread good words and teach people how to love and care for themselves and how to change their mindset. But I'm talking to somebody that's been into it a long time. This is what we call expertise. So in the world of, let's just say entities. So again, an entity can be an attachment of somebody. Let's just say somebody likes drinking and being a whore. I'm just going to put it out there. They like drinking and being a whore. So with having that kind of mindset and that kind of energy, that person is going to attract, is that right, Joya? Those kind of energies from the environment that they attach to the person, or how does that work?
Well, to name a celebrity, for instance, would be Pamela Anderson was one of my clients.
Okay.
And I would actually make her make a choice. Do you want to be a tramp or do you want to be a goddess? And she would switch back and forth between the two because she had that image and she actually liked being those things. But down deep underneath, she actually, you know, would go to the prisons and help them clean the food and make sure that, you know, they had nutrients in their diet. And she worked with horses and she was teaching Sunday school. She had kids, you know, so there was a lot of different reasons that she needed to clean it up because she was not well in her physical body and she was drinking a lot and all those things. And so she got Tommy Lee and, you know, they went through a scuffle. And eventually I was able to help him too. And he's a much better person, never to do jail ever again. But now she doesn't wear any makeup and she's back awarded again for a Golden Globe. And, you know, she's like a whole new person. And still maybe not perfect, but she's definitely cleaned up her image a lot.
Now, what does it involve when somebody comes to see you? What should they expect? Should they expect to come and just say, look, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I just need you to tell me every single thing. Or do you have them prep before they come and see you? Do they need to do certain things before they come in your presence? How does that go?
Well, I always do the reading first. Mm-hmm. And I only do three months.
What is
I only do a season of time.
Uh-huh.
So I read their name, their birthday, their astrology, everything that they need to know. And then I just do 3 months. And within that period of time, a lot of quantum leaps are going to happen. So that's why I do a short period of time. Like some people go into 30 years from today. I'm not one of those. Near future is what I like. And then I help you become who you're supposed to be. I guess that's the way to explain it. So some clients come often and other clients I don't see but once a year. But I would say most of my clients usually come, I would say, once every 2-3 months.
And what drives them to come? Like they need to be cleansed or they feel like?
Well, I do different ceremonies.
Okay.
And so there's all these different ceremonies. It could be one for love, one for money, one for health, one for good luck. You know, like there's so many different ceremonies that I do. They're all spiritual. They're all deep. But some are more fun than others. And they actually look forward to it because they look better. They feel better.
And you feel all cleansed and you feel all clean.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever had a colonic, I don't know if any of you out there may not know what a colonic is, but I've had lots of them. A colonic is a way to clean the colon out, and they usually irrigate it with water or something like that, very gently clean. But a spiritual colonic kind of feels the same way. Like you feel good. You don't, like if something, if let's just say someone is attacking you and you don't know why. Like Joya was talking about how, especially spiritual people that are out, you know, like Joya giving, we're trying to do good, help other people. We've gone through certain things and now we're able to say, this is what I did to get through it and I'm okay. And, you know, and all of that. Sometimes those things can, you know, attach themselves in ways that we don't know. So Joya is able to kind of pull those prickly pears off that you do. You feel clean, like, wow. I haven't thought negative in about 50 years now, you know, or I don't still drink like I used to, or different things that you can see that it's been a shift. So explain that, Joy.
Well, because you're more peaceful inside, so you don't have outside external things that you need to get addicted to and keep on doing and doing to feel better. You feel better naturally because you're clean. So that's why a colonic can be so lucky for a person too, because your system is clean and it attracts clean things to you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to want to lay up in a, you know, dirty room after you get a colonic.
No, you're not. You're not going to want to eat too much dirty food either, because it cramps your stomach. Like, ooh, it hurts bad.
Yeah. You know? I have a lot of colonic ladies who actually come to me, and we share each other's experiences with a laugh. Say, for instance, there are sports athletes that are 6 feet, 7 feet tall. They can't even fit on her massage table. And then when she gives them the colonic, nothing comes out after she's run water through them for an hour. Nothing comes out.
Why?
They're impacted with meat and potatoes and
that
ice cream and alcohol. And they don't drink much water. And
And coffee and all of that and soda. But that's why you have to go and get more than one colonic too. That's why it's important to get more than one session, correct or no?
And the spiritual colonic as well. Not only physical, but spiritual. We're all full of shit.
It's impacted.
Yes.
Let's just say some person, it could be anybody out there, but it could be Mimi or whatever, but let's just say some person, since they were a child, held a grudge, or something happened to them in childhood and they've never been able to let go of it. So not only have they grown into that condition of whatever that is, it's like crusty. I can see it. It's like crusty, gnarly, like a bunch of barnacles and
it passes into their love lives, and it passes into their children.
And it goes on to your kids. Then next thing you know, they're doing all these weird things, and people are sitting there boggled like, why did these karmic things keep going on? Why do I keep making the same causes to get the same effects?
And look at all this cancer and all the diabetes and all the overweight and all those different things are all part of it.
Right. So when you do the cleanse, and you, what can they expect? Are the cleanses, the amount of cleanses, based upon what you got going, like how deep your childhood traumas or things that are affecting you? Let's just say you're 70 years old and you're still out here doing stuff like people did. You're supposed to have been through that stage in high school. But some kind of way, a person got stuck in time, or they got retarded in time and retarded in their psyche, perhaps. What would you suggest they do? Can they be helped at all?
Yes. I have many 70-year-olds that are coming to me. Many. Men and women. And they're doing really well.
Men too?
Yes.
Men are coming to see you. What makes a man do something like spiritual work?
Basically, a woman pushes them.
Okay.
Their girlfriend, their mother, their sister, their daughter.
Wow.
And some are curious. You know, there are spiritual men that do yoga and eat vegetables and, you know, wear their swami outfits. And some are actually swamis. Some are martial arts experts. You know, there's men who are very attracted to hitting a gong and meditating, doing Pilates. And there are many, many men like that, especially here in California.
Really? Well, where are they?
You got to go to the yoga class or go to the bicycling class or go to Erewhon or go to Whole Foods. They're there. Mm-hmm. Vegan restaurants. I see them everywhere. And I have a lot of them as clients that stay with me for years. Mm-hmm. They call me Professor Joya.
Professor Joya.
They really bow down to me. They really do.
Well, they appreciate it. You know, appreciate being... not being miserable for once. Can you imagine what it feels like to not to go through a whole day of being loving and kind and being loved on kindly and lovingly without fighting and fussing and just be in a state of peace? I can tell you, I've been able to get to maintain some of those things by knowing Joy. I've known Joy probably over 45 years, you know, and so we've both seen each other grow in our perspective abilities and talents. And she was one of the people that encouraged me and used to tell me, you're going to end up doing this. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what's going on, you know. And she would just kind of look at me like, okay, you know, it's going to be okay. And here I am years later in the same situation that she predicted. So, Joya, when you someone comes to see you, first of all, how do they get in touch with you? When they do come to see you, what should they bring? What should they prep to do? What should they expect to something to happen? You know, what should they do? What should they expect? Things like that.
The quickest way to get to me is to text 626-993-4412. My website is joyadelaney.net, so you can find out more about me from that. And you don't need to prep for anything. All I need is your name and your birthday. So when I start your reading, then I can tell what the next steps will be for you. But I always do encourage people after the reading and after the cleansings to get some Florida water, which is the same as holy water for the Latin people. It's a cologne. A lot of shamans put it in their mouth and spit on people when they do ceremonies.
Why do they spit? Don't you think it's kind of nasty considering we have COVID and all of that?
No, they're just, you know, spraying people with it, like holy water.
But they spit it. They don't put the holy water. I thought they throw it on you.
They put it in their mouth, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I just put it in a spritz bottle and spritz myself every day with it. Mm-hmm. It is very soothing. And of course, you can get spritzes like sage, which doesn't smell and it doesn't burn. So you can sage spritz. Like Etsy is a very good place to buy those things. They're like $12 for a spray. So sage is very good, as well as Palo Santo. The sticks are good, or the spray. And the sticks I like because of smoke, and it's a little bit stronger, I would say, than sage.
Oh, really?
And Epsom salt, it can be scented or not scented. I like the non-scented one, Dr. Teal's.
I like Dr. Teal. I love Dr. Teal.
Salt, again, you can get in the water and just, you know, fill it up with, you know, the bottom part just with salt. And it could be mineral salts. It could be sea salts of all different types. Mm-hmm. You know, like Whole Foods has all kinds of different baths that you can take that are all good.
Yeah, they're very soothing.
Like some people are very, they have rashes and stuff, so they have all kinds of oatmeal baths and things like that.
Oh, yeah, if you've got sensitive skin. So, again, her number is 626-993-9412.
Is that correct? 4412.
4412. 626-993-4412. Her website is Joya, J-O-Y-A. Don't you love her name is Joy? I like that her name is Joy. And then, Joya. Joya Delaney, DELANEY.net. Again, that's JOYADELANEY.net. And we have a few more minutes. I'm going to talk to her for a few more minutes, even though we ran behind. I'd like to hear some more information. So, Joy, you said they don't really need to prep. They need just kind of come with an open heart, open mind, and willing to change, willing to get rid of some of the doo-doo that we're holding on to and bring in some clean, fresh energy. Right, Joya?
And get your answers, too.
And get your answers in. So how deep can a session go? Like, have you ever seen anyone come out of their body or get so,
yes,
such a deep cleanse that they transform or something bizarre?
I have one man who actually his head would spin around in a circle and green slime would be coming out of him. And
what?
He was full of aliens and full of everything. And his life was a mess, but he was a very successful actor after several cleansings. He played Jaxie Jackson, and, you know, he really became very, very good at what he did. But I would say in the very beginning, he was too confused and he couldn't even stand still for a minute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I've seen all kinds of different incurable cases where, say, for instance, the surgeries where the doctor can't help them. I have not lost anybody from cancer in decades.
Oh, wow. That's great to know. That's great. And cancer is one of those things that, you know, the doctors, oh, you can't get rid of this, you can't get rid of that, you know, dying.
Well, you know, big pharma.
You know,
they want you to be sick so you can keep on coming. And the way it is, you got to wait a month for a doctor. Mm-hmm. Now, I do go to doctors, but I don't take pharmaceuticals whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And the doctors argue with me sometime when I say stress could be part of why, you know, people get high blood pressure. They argue with me.
Move your face back from the camera just a little, because it looks like you got a big old eye up in there. Because your face
I'm talking
is
about the doctor. The
yeah, you were talking about
the doctor. Can't see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, there's many curious people. And I would say with the world in the shape it's in now, I will be busy till the day I die.
Oh, honey, I don't know how you do it. I don't even know if I would want to take the task on. I mean, I have enough problem just trying to help people. Like, look, I know you want to stay positive, but I've gotten a little, like, my patience is a little thin now. I don't have as much patience as I used to have. Like, look, this is what I did. Here, read this book, go on Google, blah, blah. You know, but the whole point is that, as Joyen knows, and she will tell you, being spiritual and developing your spiritual inner self is not easy. And a lot of people don't want to do it. They would rather complain.
Where are they now? They're in the grave. They lost everything that they owned. So where are they?
I don't know.
So I'm just saying, you don't have any choice, do you? Either step up or
get out.
Yeah. Basically. You're going to have to get out of L.A. They don't even know where to go.
What did you, I'd like to get your, and again, people, this is no, because we've got about 3 minutes and I've got to go, but this is no disrespect to anyone. My heart breaks and is very saddened by any kind of loss, because we're attached to people, places, and things, and it hurts. It hurts. It has no doubt about it. I don't know how long it might hurt for some people, but in my opinion, I always think, and I find this interesting, that everyone talks about the law of attraction until it's something negative. Then what's happening there? What's happening? It only works when something is positive. What happens to the law of attraction?
Well, they got to remember it quickly. They got to remember it quickly, because the more negative you are, you're going to get more of it. Because the law of attraction doesn't care if you're negative or positive, it's going to act. And the law of karma as well.
A law. Yeah. A law. The universe. So, Joya, again, we got to go. It's almost seven people. I'm sorry we didn't get to have, we will bring her back if you have any questions again. 626-993-4412 joyadeley.net if you want to hook up with her and get yourself cleansed and cleaned and feeling good for 2025. There's a lot going on. And don't forget about me. You got to like, subscribe, and our LA Talk Radio. I wanted to shout out to Sam Hassan. It's our 17th anniversary. He started it 17 years ago. We are kicking butt up here.
Wow.
So tune in.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Sam, and everybody that helped him build along that way. And don't
congratulations.
Forget, yeah, to like and subscribe. I can't do it without you. And you know I love you. I don't have to tell you that all the time. You know I do. And it's easy to keep saying I love you, I love you, I love you. But you know I do. And it's from my heart. I don't know everybody out there that's listening, but I hope that I can bring some peace, harmony, and love to your world and a smile to your face. Again, don't forget about our sponsor, Kevin Pike, certified senior probate and real estate specialist of Coldwell Banker, 818-571-5108. Until next time, don't forget to smile. It works wonders. Let's thank our guest, Joya Delaney, shaman of Beverly Hills, and goodbye to all of you. Take care and be safe out there. Bye-bye.
Keep shining.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.